Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, providing perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. What are some of the psychological effects of the COVID pandemic on people today? How are mental health issues like fear, loneliness, mental illness, and substance abuse impacting families and society due to COVID? Psychologist Dr. Hale Akamine joins us to share his insights on how health may be maintained in what is an unprecedented crisis. We pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you, dear friend, that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus, for you to know, well, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, there is always hope in Jesus. Hope in the one who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. That Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The resurrection hope in Jesus is offered to you, Dr. Akamine and I, to offer the good news that you can have a relationship with God, and that relationship with God can be an anchor to carry you through some of the most trying, the darkest, deepest moments of life. Will you turn to him and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Our hope in him. Dr. Hale Akamine is the founder and executive director of Family Ministry Center Incorporated, a nonprofit professional Christian counseling organization. With 30 years as a clinical psychologist, Dr. Akamine has extensive experience helping families, couples, and individuals with expertise treating infidelity. Thousands of couples have been redeemed, a regular media guest, seminar leader, consultant, and author. Dr. Akamine also yearly leads a mission team to Fiji, helping churches strengthen their ministries. He's married to Gail. They have one daughter, Hope. Dr. Akamine, welcome to our show.
Oh, welcome, Danny. Great to be here today.
I actually should say welcome back, because you've been with us on multiple occasions, and we love having you back. You always bring a fresh perspective, and you touch with the finger, your finger on the pulse of where people are at. So, Dr. Akamine, how is COVID affecting people regarding fear and anxiety?
Dan, in a way that I have never seen in, really, in my life, short of these crises that hit Hawaii periodically with tsunamis and other things, natural disasters. This has been extensive, and the fear has gone from panic into an unsettling sense of what we call in the field generalized anxiety disorder, and that it's been compounded, exacerbated by the constant flow, incessant flow of the media in highlighting just the negative consequences of this horrible virus. But it's just caused people to live in fear, quite contrary, definitely, to our faith. And my practice has become a little too busy for my liking, and a lot of it has been affected and exacerbated by the amount of anxiety and its synonym worry and its synonym fear that has just pervaded the homes, Danny. It's not been good.
Let's this is just a dissection of these two words. You did mention that they're synonyms, but could we talk about fear first? Maybe later on talk about anxiety. Is there a difference between the two? And if so, what might that difference be?
Well, both has within it, and I define fear as the anticipation of a negative consequence. The anticipation of a negative consequence. And differentiated somewhat, although it is the definition of anxiety also, it's that sense, that gnawing sense, which infiltrates your very being, your very thinking, and even physically, this sense that something bad will happen. Right? So, in that sense, it's a negative anticipation.
It sounds like some foreboding thought when you talk about knowing that it doesn't go away. Share with us how, as you're describing it, what's the effect? What happens to a person? What happens in their mind?
Well, if you just even think of that in sort of normal circumstance, a child, what does a child do when a child becomes fearful? Well, it quickly goes and it clings to its support system. It's mom, it's dad, it's maybe older sibling, you know, or poor dog sometimes gets hugged a little bit. But the turning inward to make us feel better, to not carry this angst, this troubling sense within us, in which of this object that somehow threatens our being, our sense of wellness, our sense of okayness, our sense of safety, of security, our sense of freedom, right? So it just manifests in people. And right now there's this fancy word is ubiquitous. It seems everywhere that as we look around now that people are masking up everywhere. And today I had to run back to my car coming into the studio because I had to find my mask. I try to do everything possible except in absolute necessity to be reminded myself of this threat that people have around them. I don't want to get arrested also, but we have to live in fear or not. You know, we can get arrested if we are too carefree, because there are certain guidelines, at least in Hawaii, if you're not masked up at the appropriate time. So,
What might be done then, to maintain health at this time?
Well, you know, I quip, and sometimes I have been accused of being extremely loose with my words, and which is why I should probably go to seminary if I had another life. But I often say to my clients, because they're presenting more and more, as I've said, with anxiety, is, and I said, you know, to be honest with you, when they ask me about how to deal with anxiety and this fear about COVID, and, you know, Hale, you're talking about how to live this free, wonderful, happy, good life in times like this. And I say, you know, number one, we may not need more faith as much as we need more facts, right? Because if you just look overall, and I spent time with a newfound friend in my church. He's a researcher and retired physician, Dr. Clarence Yee, who has done extensive work in all kinds of areas of disease and vaccination stuff. But, you know, we're just sharing back and forth that, you know, the chance the chance of you living, if you were to contract the infection, is right now, as of a couple of days ago, is 99.74. The chance of you living, you know, if you're not in a nursing home, is 99.87. So I can go on and on, and I give my clients all these statistics that say, you know, everything about this virus even says live, but we focus on, Danny, the negative. And that's what traps people, is they focus on the negative. And so I actually shocked my friend, and you know, if he's going to be listening to this broadcast too, but I said, Clarence, you know, the ship that caused all of this thing to happen, the Diamond Princess, which started this whole scare, and we had the 1 month laboratory, and you can check my men's group, Clarence, where I told my men's group, I said, this is how you look at it. Okay, we know that there are 3,900 people, including staff, on this boat that went around everywhere. Nobody wanted to take them for one whole month because they had contracts. Some people had contracted COVID. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of touching everything, being in the same space, dancing together, just around touching the same surfaces for 1 month, okay, we know that 700 people contracted the virus. And I think now 11 people died. I said, Clarence, my question, you know, because I'm a believer and I know God has good things and want us to focus on a positive, is what happened to the 3,200 other people that were breathing the same air in the same space that never even got the virus? But why not focus on them? He says, you know, Hale, that was the biggest problem we had as epidemiologists, researchers, is we have no idea. We should have been looking at those people that were healthy as opposed to the minority that weren't. So in obviously the work I do, Danny, is to help people to look at what are the facts before we have to trust God, right? He's given us a brain. Look at the data. Look at the information that says we're going to live. And we were at a golf club and dining, and there were people that are masked up. And he looked out, and he even quipped. He says, Hale, all those guys wearing masks, they have no idea. It's probably less than zero chance that they'll get the virus. And we laughed. And he meant that these guys are exercising, they're healthy. And so, and the virus load is so small that they will never get the virus. So I help the clients, first of all, say, hey, let's look at it in a way God would want us to look at it. Let's look at life. Let's look at living. And when I can help people sort of challenge their mindset of the world, which is to look at surviving, to look at dying, actually, even without knowing it. Because what are we fear of there? What's the fear that pervades? What's the anxiety? And so when I ask people, you know, what is it that you fear? And the first thing they'll say is, we'll get sick. And some will say, if they're older, right? Because I see really seasoned citizens many times, they'll say the fear of dying, right? And of course, some would say the transmission. But I said, you know what are the odds? And I'll actually cite them the odds. I said, it is so low, right? And I said, did you pray, by the way? And it's a common question I'll use now. I said, you know, when what did God say when you prayed? Oh, we haven't prayed. I said, do you think when you prayed that the first thing Jesus Christ would tell you is lockdown, quarantine, mask up, shelter in place? Is that what our Lord would say to us? I said, I dare say he's not going to say that. He'll say, guess what? Your life is secured, by the way. It's eternally secured. You got it. And guess what? You know, and of course, I cite to them Psalms 23, memorized it. But I just turned to the NLT, New Living Translation. I don't use that a whole lot. But I love what it says in verse 5. He says this, Danny. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflow with blessings in that God has placed us. And I say to my brothers and sisters, come in my office, right? Even if they're shaking with anxiety. I said, guess what? Because you love Jesus, you know what he did? He's placed a feast for you in your presence. In the presence of what? The enemy. The enemy the enemy of fear. You see, fear is the faith in the other kingdom. You see, and that's demonic. And he's chosen you at this time. And he didn't just choose you. He anointed you. He's especially chosen you. And he wants you not to just shelter place and lock down your life, but he's chosen you in this time to expand the kingdom of God, Danny, to give us a hope.
I must say, and I would say this to Chaz on Thai. Chaz, I think our guest, Dr. Akamine, is on fire today. He's, I mean, if there was a pulpit, he'd be, or a soapbox, I should say. But you're speaking with such passion, Hale. When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. Akamine. CounselingHawaii.org, that's how you can find him, get in touch, and his ministry, his services. As you can tell, he is not one to equivocate. And yet this is a time when you see polarizing positions in a situation like this. But as we consider the context of Dr. Akamine and what he sees in suffering people, fearful and anxious people, I want you to hear more from him when we come back. Stay with us.
Of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, he's talking about fear and anxiety, and he's talking about it in light of what Jesus says and how we ought to respond. I'm talking about Dr. Hale Akamine and his service, his ministry, CounselingHawaii.org. He says he's busier than he's busier than he expected to be, but it's because of the impact and the effect of the COVID pandemic. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you spending your time with us today, and I hope that you would be encouraged, even inspired, lifted up during this time. Oh, don't we need that? Don't we need that? You can get this program in its entirety. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. It's a free podcast. Go ahead and share it with a family member or a friend. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Akamine, when did loneliness and disconnectedness uptick during COVID?
Well, definitely when after the fear, when people realize, hey, this is serious, the government is saying, you know, quarantine, stay in your house, don't hang around people, right? That already, for some of my clients, they were already feeling lonely, feeling disconnected. Some of them were not attending church regularly, and so didn't have what in the field they call shock absorbers, people to help them absorb sort of the hits, the potholes in life. And so now, even the very few that would reach out to them, the people in the bank or the stores or just the place they would frequent, just to be able to see a familiar face on the street walking, those are no longer available. And of course, now they began to just turn inward. And of course, they had to connect. It's called the TV. It's called the internet. It's called the internet news, whatever news from where they get it. And all it is how bad it is out there. And all they have was their home. And so it just increased that sense of isolation.
Okay. So I can almost guarantee this, that someone is either squeezing their steering wheel right now or jumping out of their seat or wondering, Danny, can you please ask Dr. Akamine, but what about the health effect? What about the legal implications? Why isn't the news, isn't the internet, isn't what we're being fed, are these not warning signs for us? How would you respond to someone who pushes back a little bit on this?
Well, we must never deny facts, Danny, and it is. And my clients have had COVID, and they've shared with me personally some of their stories. Most of them were extremely mild. One, and I have all these great stories as people have shared their journey with me and the angst and anxiety and fear. One of them was in the early days, and she was a nurse and, of course, was dealing with the infection at the early days, and she somehow contracted COVID. And at that time, there weren't a whole lot you could do. And so they just basically sent her home. They gave her some medicines that she knew better not to take very much. And then she said to her spouse, okay, I got to stay in the bedroom and we're going to do this, that, and the other. And he, a believer, as well as the three children, and he said, no way you're going to do it. You will not be quarantined in my house. We are together. We're a family. We're a couple. We're going to go through this together. And so, you know, they even wore masks to bed, except for being in bed together. But the kids never wore masks. And outside of that, they just carried the family as usual in the home. And every week, the family was tested. And you know what, Danny? After 3 months, they still didn't have the virus, which is a surprise. Nobody got it.
Not the kids, not the husband.
Now, she went through some of the stuff we hear about, the respiratory stuff. She's fine today. It got scary, Danny, and she had to call the pastor a couple times because, you know, it can affect your thinking at times. But she's fine, you know. So it is serious. And you come to my office, in every one of my rooms, we have these UVC filters, which kills viruses. You'll see in dentist's office and stuff. One of my buildings, we have an office, a hospital grade air conditioning system. So I do every precaution. But you, so you do what you have to do. You follow the rules, but you don't allow the enemy to get inside of you. You don't allow fear, the faith of the other kingdom, to get inside. And let me share a couple of quick stories. I just shared one, and this one here is hits me probably the hardest, Danny. It was a client, and obviously for confidentiality, so I can't give you everything, but the appropriate details. And it's a person that, you know, frankly, was not gifted with intellectual functioning a whole lot, can't read, can't write. But this person, in her life, what this person does is just do everything possible to love Jesus. And she recently came back and suffering with just struggles. And one of the struggles was that she was beginning to hurt herself. And so I said, why? What are you, these are self-inflicted kind of hurts. And yeah, she goes, yeah, banging your head is hurtful. You know, I said, oh yeah, it is. It also hurts. And she goes, doctor, you know why? Because I cannot serve. I cannot help God's people. You see, Danny, because of her functioning, all she can give to God is to help the church set up in the morning, clean up afterwards, join any feedings that's out there. And she can't do it. You see, Danny, she lives to serve Jesus. And when she can't do that, Danny, she hurts. She's hurting herself because she told me, I am supposed to care for God's people. And let's transition to another person. And this one here I had fun with, and he's a fun person. He hears voices, he sees things. He gets a lot of anxiety. He takes so many pills, Danny. You and I don't take a pill, that many pills in a year, I think, just to stabilize it. But he says, doc, you know what? I just got a call from the church, and they told me they want me to help with the feeding. I cannot. I'm going to get COVID. So I go, what? You're going to get what? I'm going to get COVID. And okay, but you go to church, right? Yeah, I go to church. I said, okay, then I know what you got to do is wear a mask, hide under the table, suit up, mask up, quarantine, because that way you cannot get COVID. He go, what? I said, brother, you love Jesus, right? He go, yeah. Is that what Jesus would tell you to do? That's what all the hurting people who no one have food, he going to tell you hide under the table? No. Your eternal life is set. I'm not telling you go. That's your choice. But choose to be safe or choose to be free. He was actually on TV when in the early days of the feeding in a brief second. And he came back so high, Danny, not off of drugs. He says, hey, doc, I was only able to help for 1 hour, and then the voices got bad. But you know what? I'm going again. Seeing the crying children because we gave them food. We help them out. He's been, Danny, at these feedings 4 times. He can only serve 1 hour. But Danny, see, he's dying to live. He's not living to die. So when my clients come in, I give them a sermon. I said, Jesus came to set us free, not to shackle us, not to have us mask up, hide under the table. It's not a panic-demic. It's a feast for us to serve, to be part. He's anointing us, Danny, in this time, right?
Dr. Akamine did not, I don't think he did a slip of the tongue when he said panic-demic. So his message is, you know, your words are coming through quite clear. And perhaps this voice, your voice, and I'm speaking of your voice, not only the voice, but a figurative voice, is timely for a moment like this. As we go to break, I want you, dear friend, dear listener, to think about that whole idea of living to die and dying to live. We are not, Dr. Akamine is not being flippant about the realities that exist around us. He's not denying facts, but he's presenting a spiritual perspective, a biblical perspective on this matter. It affects mental illness, it affects substance abuse, and we'll talk more when we come back. Stay with us. Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you
home. Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, he speaks with an energy. He speaks with a sense of being, because I believe he sees suffering people. He does. I'm speaking of none other than Dr. Hale Akamine, a psychologist who knows the Lord, loves the Lord, is not in denial about what's going on around us. Safety precautions, yes, but in light of the reality of he brings in a much broader perspective. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Dr. Hale Akamine. You can find out more about him at counselinghawaii.org. Hale, we talk about loneliness, disconnectedness. Talk to us a little bit about depression and the effect on suicides and how suicide rates, have they gone up?
Well, we're, thank God, not seeing as large of an increase as we had feared. And in some cases it appears, and I was just sharing with someone just recently, that it's a little bit misleading, because there's probably a lot of suicides that are not coming to the attention, or at least a serious attempts of suicide, not coming to the attention of the authorities that keep these figures. And so when you get to the point where, especially in Hawaii, we've been hit hard with job losses. In some cases, the jobs are no longer there. industries have suffered. And so when you get where you can't provide or you can't, you know, help out people you used to help out because you don't have the finances, and you've already struggled emotionally, and now you begin to feel trapped in that, and you feel there is no hope no matter what you do. And it becomes insidious, Danny, and that becomes just creepingly more ugly, because then you begin to just feast on this sense of feeling trapped and of hopelessness. And of course, if you're sheltered in place and you don't have that kind of outreach and just the smiles to just give you another perspective in life, just hearing the people or seeing the people in church, just you may, they may not be your closest buddies, but to see the similar friends, to see the friends as that you have shared a bread with, you know, so to speak, and just can light. You don't have that anymore. You don't have that positive feedback to give you a different perspective. So depression just begins to close in. At that point, it's future unimaginable. And when you get to that point, it seems now that suicide is a reasonable option. And if you've been struggling, and if truly in your immediate surroundings, Danny, there is nobody who will call you, who will text you, who will knock on your door to see if you're okay, at that point, all you got is just fear. And it just closes in and can get dark, Danny. And but we praise God that God has given us the church to go out there. If God brings somebody to your mind, and I share with my small groups, if God brings somebody to mind, please, it's free to text. If there's a charge, just just give it to New Hope Kapolei. You know, we're rich in resources right now. Don't tell Pastor Glenn that, your friend. Yeah, I mean, it's free to text and say, hi, I'm just thinking of you. I'm praying for you. Because if not, depression can just become a stronghold, Danny, and then, of course, can lead to some just tragic ends.
This, he'll speak to someone right now who may just be, just found the channel, found this station, found this program, found the podcast. Could be listening in some other country of the world right now, but they're contemplating some pretty desperate measures right now. What would you say to them in light of this?
You know, if because you've turned to this station, because somehow your hands went there, right? It wasn't by accident. There is something bigger than you, something divine that is telling you, live. And there's this person who had come down who says, I have a way. I'm going to give you a way. My Father in heaven sent me to die just for you. So you don't have to die. You don't have to be hopeless. I care. There is a hope. You have a purpose. You have a future. And I came to give you life, not to hurt you, not to harm you, to give you a future. This turn of this dial, this press of this key that brought you here right now is from the divine who wants you to be the best you that you can ever be. And he'll help you to be that person. This darkness you feel, well, guess what? It's going to lead you and it's led you to light, the light of life. There is no COVID. There is no disease. There is no death that will ever separate you from this love, because he's come to give you life, to give you a hope. And it's awesome to live. And so this period of time you're going through, yeah, it's difficult. But it's not bad. In fact, it'll turn to be good. There is a hope. You don't feel it right now. Yeah, None of us feel it in the darkest moments. Sometimes good words sometimes can hurt more because we're not there yet. But this is different. This is different. Somebody outside of time reached out and had your fingers move in this direction to tell you there is something bigger than you who loves you. That's what I would share, Danny.
Those are tender words, but tender words, and they are to the heart. And I think they are from the heart of the Lord Jesus to the heart of our dear listener, this dear friend, maybe a new friend of our show. I want you to, there's a couple of things, Hale, I'm thinking about right now. Number one is that the church, the body of Christ at large, wherever the body of Christ is in this world, where this dear person is that's listening, to be able to reach out to a church. Now, it might not be an open church. I mean, meaning the church could be underground, and you might be hearing it in a place like that. Or it might be that you even knock the doors of the church and the doors are not open, or they are not welcoming. And I think that's something more broadly we need to speak about in terms of the needs of people coming to the fore and the church as the body of Christ. I mean, I'm going beyond denominations here, that we need to remember that we are people, followers of Jesus Christ, and maybe or not just maybe, but to move away from some of these things that are not essentials that keep us from reaching people who are in need. And so I would also say, that's a lot of words I've just mentioned, but if you reach out to someone and are not able to make a connection, just email me, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com, and I will do my best, and our ministry team will do our best to connect you with someone. And we are speaking it along the levels of the body of Christ. There are churches worldwide that God has mobilized to reach people like you. And then through those, there are ways for counseling, like counselinghawaii.org and other many resources that we could connect you with. So I'm echoing what Dr. Akamini has said, indeed, that this is not a hopeless situation. There is hope for you in Christ. When we come back, Hale, let's talk about in this final segment, this issue of substance abuse. That's a very real problem today. And I also want you to pray. Could you do that when we come back?
Absolutely.
More with Dr. Hale Akamini. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
His name is Dr. Hale Akamine. You can find out more about him and connect with him at counselinghawaii.org. Again, that's counselinghawaii.org. Hale, why has substance abuse become a major issue during COVID?
Well, in part, it's always been a problem, but during this time, you know, we use these substances, Danny, whether it's drugs, alcohol, drugs that obviously have a psychological component to it to make us feel good. Alcohol, exactly that, to make us feel good. Why? Because simply because nobody wants to feel bad, right? But what if it's necessary, Danny, at times to feel these strong negative emotions? Sometimes there is true suffering. It really is scary. And the quick fix is oftentimes for some people substance abuse, where drugs that were meant for good and we've contorted it somewhat and made it for bad. And so I have a phrase I often use, Danny, that says, feeling bad isn't bad. It's just difficult. Right? And so I ask them, what's the difference between bad and difficult? Well, as they struggle with it a bit, they'll say, well, if bad is no good, it's poho, is then I don't want it. It's kind of like sin. And so then I either blame somebody, get rid of it, or I just have to take it in and it's bad. Okay. What if feeling bad, is just difficult? What do you do with that? Well, then, as somebody told me this morning, that then I know other people go through this. And if it's difficult, then I have to hang in there. I said, sometimes we have to hang in there when it's bad. And I'm glad there are medicines when we have like extreme headache or injuries that we need some of these medicines doctor gives us. But when it's used to medicate our feelings, Danny, we may end up disqualifying the chance to grow in the struggles, to grow in the suffering that are part of the normalness of life. And that's where brothers and sisters come around and say, no, brother, sister, this is a difficult time, and I'm going to be with you in this. We can struggle together. With Christ, we can struggle together. We don't need to quickly medicate the bad because it's not bad. It's just difficult. But oftentimes, we don't hear that kind of positive, healthy message, Danny. And so who wants to feel junk? So if we can quickly grab a pill, if we can grab a drink that can make us feel better temporarily. But the problem is, Danny, many of these are addictive. And pretty soon we need it to keep feeling okay or numbing what God has made us to experience, which is to struggle a bit with each other, to suffer sometimes, right? He's called us somewhat to suffer for his kingdom. And in that suffering, that we become better, we become healthier. And in the process during this season, Danny, we become courageous because we know what it's like to struggle. We know what it's like to hang in there. And then we know what it's like this guy I talked about. We know what it's like to stretch ourselves through the fear, to stretch out, and God's there pulling us there. It says, come on, you can do it. Struggle through the fear, Danny. And on the other side is courage. On the other side is knowing what it's like to go through tough times. God's calling us to encourage each other in the church, in our churches, to call people to fight the good fight and not just medicate feeling bad. But I understand, nobody wants to feel bad. But sometimes it's not bad, Danny. Sometimes it's just difficult.
Mm. You put it in a way that I need to hear it. And I think it's important for people to hear it. Maybe, dear listener, you needed to hear it, just like I needed to hear it at this moment. It's difficult, and we can struggle with it together. Perhaps there's a certain element of us struggling together to a degree, at least, right now. And Dr. Akumine is God's messenger, as it were, to remind us that we are not alone. You're not alone. I'm not alone. And there are others around you that can embrace you. Doesn't have to be a whole lot of people. It could be just one person to reach out. Or you be that vessel or vehicle of the Lord to reach out. Hill, could you lead in a prayer for someone who's struggling with substance abuse, maybe the mental illness that we talked about, maybe someone who's at their wit's end, maybe someone who's lonely or fearful and anxious. Could you pray for these dear ones?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, please.
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you, first of all, for who you are. The great God of hope, the great God of love, the great God of compassion. Heavenly Father, you said for sure, absolutely guaranteed, your goodness and mercy and your unfailing love will pursue me. Your unfailing love will pursue us because you're a good God. And you said you're gonna pursue us all the days of our lives because you love us, your goodness. No matter what hits us, no matter what difficulties we face, COVID cannot stand, Heavenly Father, against you and your call to us to love. This is our shining moment. This is your shining moment during these dark days to live, because he's called us to life, eternal life. And this time he's given on this earth to manifest, to show off how good he is. This is a time for you. He's calling you right now. He's telling you, stand up. Stand up. You are given the power of God, and you will live in his house forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, the Lord has certainly empowered you. I can hear it. I can feel it. He'll thank you for your loving heart and spirit. You mentioned Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. You mentioned your church, New Hope Kapolei. How has the Lord worked through the ministry of New Hope Kapolei, Pastor Glenn and Rika, during this season of COVID, in light of some of the things that we have been talking about? The church, the body of Christ in Kapolei.
Wow.
New Hope.
Thank you for letting me just brag on my church. We were part, we sort of spearheaded the feeding of the west side of the island, and that helped out, I forget how, 500 families, I think, at least, and that we were able to be part of. And this coming week, Pastor Glenn had this, and Rika had this great idea, And what we're going to do this week is he's asked us to pray, and then to pray for the five people in our lives that are hurting, that are actually hurting, tangibly hurting. And he wants us to, and so we're going to pick up this ride, these five, you know, these five food baskets filled with goodies of all kind, healthy stuff too. And we're going to go to these people's home, and we're going to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to bless you. NHK, New Hope Kapolei, we want to say, we love you. And because these are people in our lives, in our sphere, each one of us, Danny, has a sphere of influence. And so I'm excited because we have the, Gail and I, we have these five people, actually more, but we prayed and we selected these people. And we're going to deliver these baskets to them in the name of Jesus, through the blessings of New Hope Kapolei. So that's what we're doing. Each we're not just touching everybody, anybody. We're touching the people whom God has put into our lives. And now he's opened our eyes and said, these people are hurting. You go. You bring your mana'o, which comes from the Holy Spirit. And you go and share something with them, right? And that's what we're doing this week, Danny. And that's what we've done. It's a church that seeks to bless those out there, to seek those who are hurting, to draw them into the presence of the Lord. Yes, tangibly, Danny. And that's what we've been up to during this season.
Well, these are transferable qualities, examples that you are sharing, I think, in many very real ways. The church, the body of Christ at large, through each local church, these could be some of our finest moments to reach people, to touch people in Jesus' name, and to bring glory to the Lord. Well, Hill, thank you. Thank you for being with us today and Mahalo. Sharing your heart.
Mahalo, Danny. Bless you.
Heartfelt words, expert thoughts from Dr. Hale Akamine. CounselingHawaii.org is how you can connect with him. My friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this may be the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Well, then go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video there to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, to stand with us with your prayers. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 8:11, for wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Hale Akamine, CounselingHawaii.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and co-host Lani Ka'a'a, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.